Exclusive: Eric Eggers, Democrat plan could mail ballots to 24 million ineligible voters. By John Binder on April 7, 2020. Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Research Director Eric Eggers, author of Fraud: How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election, says the Democrats' plan for nationwide mail-in voting would send ballots to 24 million inaccurate and flawed voter registrations. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Eggers said nationwide mail-in voting would be wide open to fraud and abuse. Listen. The concern I had if we're trying to mandate national mail-in elections, which by the way was part of the language that Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats inserted in the first version of the most recent stimulus package, would be that we have such massive problems with voter rolls in this country, Eggers said. So, now are we going to be mailing ballots to people that authentically don't exist in or are ineligible voters? A 2012 study by Pew Research Center revealed that there are 24 million ineligible or inaccurate voter registrations on state voter rolls. This means 1 in 8 voter registrations are either no longer valid or invalid. Eggers said mail-in voting ensures voters associated with those flawed voter registrations would get the chance to vote in the 2020 presidential election. If you have national mail-in ballots where the supervisor of elections are mailing ballots to everybody on the voter rolls, and we know per Pew Research Center statistics that we've got at least 24 million flawed or inaccurate voter registrations in this country, Eggers said. That's 24 million ballots that are potentially going to people with the wrong address or to people that are dead or to people that have double registered. Similarly, nationwide mail-in voting would almost certainly be tied to federal legalization of ballot harvesting, where political operatives are allowed to collect and deliver an endless number of absentee ballots from voters. You've got these paid political machines whose job it is to manipulate or to capitalize on those errors. The other problem I'd have is another part that was mandated in the Democrat version of the stimulus bill, which would be the legalization of national ballot harvesting, Eggers said. Democrats are so concerned about the necessity of social distancing, but by legalizing ballot harvesting, you're literally sending in many cases young potentially asymptomatic carriers of the coronavirus to the homes of these vulnerable populations, including the elderly and the infirm, who we all know are more susceptible to the virus, Eggers continued. As Breitbart News reported, the George Soros-funded Brennan Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law is spearheading the nationwide mail-in voting initiative. Today, there are nearly 250 counties across the United States with more registered voters on the voter rolls than eligible citizen voters. There are also nearly 3 million individuals who are registered to vote in more than one state. In Illinois, alone, close to 580 non-citizen voters were improperly registered to vote in the 2018 election. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.